On patrol longboat, key police reports, week of February 27, 2026 Feb. 20 parking 12:25 p.m. Officer Miklos responded to Palm Drive and Broadway Street in reference to an illegal parking complaint. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos observed 7 illegally parked vehicles on Palm Drive near Whitney's restaurant. Officer Miklos made contact with the restaurant manager, who had all the guests move their vehicles. All the vehicles were moved to the parking lot without incident. Case Clear. Assist Agency 7:12 p.m. Officer Nazareno was dispatched to the 3100 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for an assist agency call for a report of a strong odor of smoke at the beach area. Upon arrival, Longboat Key Fire Department advised that the smoke was coming from a grill that was recently used by the beach area. No violations observed. Case Clear. Feb. 21 Parking 6:19 a.m. Officer Miklos was dispatched to Bay Isles Parkway in reference to a disturbance over parking. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos came into contact with the caller, who advised she had a verbal argument with a security guard from Bay Isles due to the guard parking inside the art show. The caller said the entrances were all barricaded off, and the guard moved them to park inside, near the art tents. The caller advised that the art show has a nighttime security guard that will be returning on February 21st. Officer Miklos advised the caller to have the on-duty security guard to call Sheriff's Office Dispatch if an incident arises. Officer Miklos spoke to the on-duty security guard at the gate shack for Bay Isles. Officer Miklos advised the guard to contact his co-worker and advise him to park in an empty spot near the bank or grocery store to prevent any further incidents. Officer Miklos was unable to speak to the security guard in the verbal argument due to him leaving the scene before the officer arrived. Case Clear. Property 1:55 p.m. Officer Tillman responded to a report of damaged property at the 2200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive. Upon arrival, Officer Tillman spoke with the driver, who stated that he was traveling north on Gulf of Mexico Drive when he heard a loud crashing sound in the vehicle. Upon further inspection of the vehicle, a golf ball was found lodged inside the shattered sunroof of HTE rented vehicle. The driver was unable to locate the owner of the golf ball. The driver contacted the rental company and was given the case number. Case Clear. Found Property 3:12 p.m. Officer Miklos received a dispatch for a lost wallet. Officer Miklos spoke to the caller and was informed that she lost a checkbook and wallet and was not sure where the last place she had them was. The caller advised she was traveling to New Pass Restaurant to check if her belongings fell out of her purse while eating at the restaurant. The caller described the items as a hot pink wallet. Officer Miklos advised the woman he would complete the lost property report in case anyone turns in a lost wallet. Case Clear. Feb. 22 Noise 3:58 p.m. Officer Martinson was dispatched to a resort located at the 3400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive on a call of a noise complaint. Officer Martinson met the complainant in the parking lot of Publix per his request. The complainant stated he is a guest at the resort and wanted to report there had been construction with noise going on at the property the whole day. Officer Martinson asked if he had spoke to staff or management about the construction noise, and he said he had not. Officer Martinson then drove up to the resort and spoke with an employee who provided the officer with a town email, which was dated on February 20th at 8:30 a.m., stating that the resort had approval from the town to do construction and was exempt from the noise ordinance. Case Clear. Feb. 23. Driver 10:55 p.m. Officer Troyer and Sergeant Montfort conducted a traffic stop on a black Kia that was traveling southbound in the northbound lane and failing to dim to oncoming traffic. Once Sergeant Montfort activated his emergency lights, the vehicle was driving slow and splitting on both north and southbound lanes. Sergeant Montfort made contact with the driver and observed the odor of alcoholic beverage emitting from the vehicle, and the driver was unable to find the vehicle registration. Officer Troyer made contact with the driver and was able to get his Texas driver's license. Officer Troyer asked if the man had a copy of the vehicle's rental agreement, as the vehicle was a rental. The man took some time and located his rental agreement in his backpack, but had a hard time finding the document. When speaking with the driver, Officer Troyer observed the strong odor of an air freshener emitting from the vehicle. Officer Troyer also observed the man had glassy eyes. Officer Troyer then asked about his travel plans, to which he originally said he was on his way in from Mexico and the vehicle was rented by his friend. The driver later told Officer Troyer he was coming from Anna Maria Island. Officer Troyer also observed there was damage to the passenger side mirror to the vehicle. Officer Troyer asked the man if he had hit anything, which he denied. The man also said he checked the vehicle prior to renting the vehicle, and there was no damage. Based upon the circumstances at hand, Officer Troyer had the man exit the vehicle. When he exited, Officer Troyer observed the man had urinated on himself. Officer Troyer also observed the odor of an alcoholic beverage emitting from the man. Officer Troyer asked the man how much he had to drink, which he replied, a couple. Officer Troyer asked him how many was a couple, and he said, three or four beers. Officer Troyer asked the man if he would be willing to submit to voluntary standardized field sobriety tests, which he agreed to. Officer Troyer administered the tests, which he did not complete as compared to a sober person. Based on his investigation, Officer Troyer placed the man under arrest for suspicion of driving while under the influence of alcohol. Officer Troyer transported the man to Holmes Beach Police Department to conduct a breath alcohol test. Once they arrived, Officer Troyer asked the driver if he would be willing to voluntarily provide a sample of his breath for the purpose of determining its alcohol content. The man agreed to provide a sample of his breath. Officer Troyer provided the driver with a 20-minute deprivation period. Then Officer Troyer conducted the breath alcohol test, which resulted in a reading of 0.188 g/21 ol. Officer Troyer transported the man to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Based upon the investigation, Officer Troyer found probable cause to arrest the man for driving while under the influence. A tow was requested to take possession of the rental vehicle. Case clear. February 24th, found property 12 p.m. Officer Van Dyke responded to the 5300 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to lost property. The caller said that his wife may have dropped a brown purse, only containing her glasses, valued at $40. Upon arrival, Officer Van Dyke spoke to the restaurant staff, and they advised that after reviewing the video, the subjects left the restaurant with the purse hanging on their walker. Officer Van Dyke then canvassed the parking lot, yielding negative results. The caller also advised that he contacted the Publix, which he visited after departing the restaurant, with negative results. Officer Van Dyke then spoke with the caller and advised him of the findings. Case clear. Incident 11 a.m. Officer Piscuma was dispatched to Schooner Lane in reference to a possible attempted burglary that was observed through Ring camera footage. Upon arrival, SGT Butler and Officer Van Dyke made contact with the homeowner, who stated that earlier in the day, they received a Ring notification showing an unknown man approaching the front door. The complainant advised the subject appeared to have briefly manipulated items near the front entry area, causing concern that the individual was attempting to unlawfully enter the residence. TEV reporting party provided access to the video footage for review. Officer Pescuma reviewed the video, which showed a Hispanic man approximately 40 years old, wearing a black and red color shirt and white pants, approaching the front door. The subject was observed approaching the front door with a business card in his right hand. The subject then placed it at the front door before departing the area on foot. There was no attempt observed for forced entry, to manipulate the door handle, or access windows or other entry points. The business card was located in a door frame and was for a power wash company. A canvas of the area was conducted with negative results. Contact was later made to the solicitor's wife by calling the number on the business card, who said her husband was conducting door-to-door marketing in the neighborhood and leaving business cards at residences where no one answered the door. The business card left at the scene was consistent with the solicitor's company information. Officer Piscuma informed the man that soliciting is prohibited on Longboat Key. Based on the investigation and review of the video footage, no evidence was found to support an attempted burglary. The incident was determined to be a solicitor leaving a business card. The complainant was advised of the findings. Ring camera recording uploaded to file. Case clear. February 25th, noise 10 p.m. Officer Maple and Officer Nazarino responded to a noise complaint at a restaurant. The complaint was made regarding a loud noise from power washing after hours. Upon arrival, Officer Nazarino overheard the sound of power washing equipment coming from the establishment. Officer Nazarino spoke to the restaurant's point of contact, who said that the power washing was a county requirement performed every 3 months. She was unaware of the local noise ordinance restricting such activities at night. After Officer Nazarino informed her of the ordinance, she complied immediately, and all power washing ceased. The restaurant was issued a verbal warning. During the interaction, the complainant arrived on scene, and it was noted that he had allegedly flashed a light at the workers. Case clear.